Hello again, everybody. I'm Jeff Joniak, along with broadcast partner Tom Thayer from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM, and Larry Mayer, the senior writer of ChicagoBears.com, and a special guest, former Chicago Bear, James RoboCop Thornton. We're going to get our Bears Roundtable underway, a pre-combine version, as we get ready to look at guys like this guy, who, when I came in here, he greeted me very nicely and warmly. And the first thing you do, you go right to the biceps, and those things are still pumped up.
He shakes your hand like Bam Bam on the Flintstone cartoon, where you go up and down, and he just sits there.
Still pumping weights.
At 50.
Yeah, yeah. Happy birthday, by the way.
Really?
Just in the last couple days.
Sunday.
I thought you were younger than that. Oh, this upcoming Sunday?
No, last Sunday.
Last Sunday. Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm disappointed they know that, but not you.
I thought you were younger, actually. I really did. I don't even recall when you came to the Bears. I just know that you came in and you were part
88.
Of 88 the whole
fourth
time you were there.
I
like your thought, though. You stick with that.
No. Back in 1989, there was a great article in the Sun-Times written about Jimmy here, and I'm going to read exactly what it was said. Gene Wojciechowski, who works for ESPN television now in their college football, Thornton's upper arms are the size of canned hams and as dense as a blacksmith's anvil. Any bigger, and he'd have to settle for a wardrobe of spandex. Thoughts?
I don't know if you're aware of this, but we used to have days where we do our arms and bench press and such, and I actually got in the rotation with these guys one day for bench press. And we're, play the loud music, have a good time, and everybody was having a good time with this. And I was just a young guy with wide eyes, and I'm happy to be here. So we're going up in the weights and get up into the 400s, and everybody's taking their turn, rotating through, and, the music's so loud, you really can't concentrate too much other than just that. But we get to, I think it was four something, it was just under 500 pounds, and I did it twice, and all of a sudden those guys walk away, and I'm like, where are you guys going? I thought we were going up. I was doing 600 at the time. So wow. The next day I get a call from I get asked to go up visit with Coach Ditka, and he's like, son, what are you doing? Coach, I'm just lifting. I was kind of in a different little aura there. I've been lifting.
So he didn't want you to do heavy?
I think, to Tom's point, it was just a little different.
Dick was a tight end, so he's going back from roots of the position.
Yeah.
Did it almost have, live a life of its own? Because I remember, Dan Dierdorf on TV talking about your arms. It became a thing with fans even. I mean, did it even become bigger than you thought it would be?
I didn't intend for it to, but any publicity, in Chicago is great. So I just wrote it.
The nickname Robo came from Steve Kazor, right? Our special teams coordinator.
It came from, I believe, the group of you. when I say you, the established veterans had their seats along the wall in our small little meeting room at the time in the old house hall. And they would all sit across the back. And I believe when I first walked in, it was either Becker or Calvin Thomas. That group threw out nicknames for people, and RoboCop was one. The movie had just came out, and they said I look like Peter Weller, but walk like RoboCop. So.
And that was a great thing about our team is the camaraderie was such that you could walk into a room in someone like Calvin, who was just a great contributor with a sense of humor, it would stick. And, then you get then they make the reversion of the movie, and you become re-famous again with your nickname.
Well, for me, I came into a room full of what I called cartoon characters. They were bigger than life. Everybody had their nicknames and obviously had done what they had done in the Super Bowl and then afterwards. And I'm walking into this group of iconic people. I just walked in and sat down, and whatever they wanted to call me, they could call me.
Absolutely.
So
what was it like, though, because this was post-Super Bowl, obviously. Team was still very good, winning, still very, very good offensive line, the premier offensive line in this franchise's history, arguably NFL history, and the defense was still doing its thing. What was the feeling like versus maybe what you heard about them when they won the Super Bowl?
I think my impression of the group collectively was confidence. Everybody was tight. Everybody got along. Everybody, there's going to be your normal sibling battles here or there, but everybody was very confident. And I was going into a situation where I had been in college and we lost some games, and you didn't have that. So now I'm in a locker room full of very confident guys that are very loose and pull it all together on Sunday. And there was no lose. There was no, we're not going to lose. That's not an option. And I think my first year we were 13-3. So it was an incredible feeling. I remember our first loss. I forget what where it was in the season, but I was like looking around and everybody's like, no, we'll be fine, we'll be fine.
Beach so. Losing 65-0 to Florida, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Which happened to you. At Cal State Fullerton.
Really?